My Day at the ABN Conference by Megan Hodgson, Research Coordinator. It was a bright and early start for the Association of British Neurologists Movement Disorders Specialist Interest Group Conference in Brighton. The Association of British Neurologists' mission is to improve the health and well-being of people with neurological disorders by advancing the knowledge and practice of neurology. After fearing rain, there was a glimmer of sunshine on the beach and the Grand Hotel, where the conference was being hosted. The conference opened with Professor Michelle Hu, a PSBE grant recipient. She spoke about digital and smartphone health technologies in Parkinson's disease and argued that they are good value for the NHS. Her presentation provided important context for her current PSPA-funded project, which builds on this work by incorporating the atypical Parkinsonian syndromes, including PSP and CBD, into the dataset. This was followed by Professor Camille Carroll, who continued with the argument that wearable technologies are also good value for the NHS, both due to increased data that could inform clinicians' decisions. This was followed by different talks on the advances of Parkinson's therapies and deep brain stimulation technologies. After a coffee break, where I spoke to many neurologists who were happy to see us represented, we settled in for the keynote lecture on the management challenges in restless leg syndrome and REM sleep disorder, which is a condition where you physically or vocally act out your dreams. After lunch and two talks on metals and movement disorders, the final session was kicked off by our trustee and research committee member, Dr. Boyd Ghosh, talking about palliative care for atypical Parkinsonian syndromes. He spoke about the decisions on feeding tubes, navigating mental capacity, treating painful dystonia, and how they incorporate palliative care into their multidisciplinary team at University Hospital Southampton. This was followed by another talk on normal pressure hydrocephalus, NPH, imaging and its relation to PSP pathology. NPH is a brain disorder normally affecting older adults, caused by an abnormal buildup of cerebrospinal fluid, CSF, in the brain's ventricles. It is characterized by difficulties walking, urinary incontinence, and cognitive decline, but can be treated by using a shunt to relieve pressure. PSPA was very happy to be invited to host a table at the conference and have the opportunity to educate the healthcare professionals who attended about what we do and how we can support both them and people living with PSP and CBD.